This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mr. Boyer, what are you doing?
You guys just spelled out my calendar for the next couple of weeks, man. I know exactly what I'm doing. I pay attention. I listen to you, Johnny.
Are you going to New Orleans or not?
I mean, what kind of question is that? I mean, our favorite team's going, aren't they?
Well,
I only go when my team goes to the Super Bowl. So, yes, Johnny, I guess I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm sorry to ask you. I know. But listen, not everybody. Listen, getting access to everything is not easy. I know, dude, you got a big gig as an announcer. You're Clint Boyer. But still, it can be tough to get those tickets, man. That's what I was asking.
Well, I got a good in, right? I'm working for the right company. We have the Super Bowl again this year. So I am very fortunate to be able to go yet once again. We're all fortunate. It's Kansas City.
Yeah.
Man, it's a good time to be alive. It's a good time to be a Chiefs fan. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, unless you're Kyle Larson, who I understand is getting a little trouble with you talking about the Chiefs.
All these guys, man, just, you know, yapping here, yapping there. You get on social media. I mean, it's ref this, ref that. I'm just, you know, haters are going to hate. A couple years ago, we were America's team, for crying out loud.
Of course.
It didn't matter where you went with a Chiefs hat on. Cowboys clearly don't want the role. So everywhere we went for the last few years, man, Chiefs all the way. I like at Mahomes. I like them boys. They're doing such a good job. How about Big Red?
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, poof, everybody hates us.
Die young, you're the hero. Live long enough, you're the villain, always.
That's right.
And it's interesting, though, because I was talking to somebody about this, Clint. It's so weird to go from America's, everybody's second favorite team. In the old days, if it wasn't your home team outside of Kansas City, you'd go, like you said, you'd go somewhere and they'd go, Chiefs, man, we always root for you guys. And it's weird and almost hurts my feelings to go anywhere now and have someone just light you up and talk about it. I mean, it's now you understand what it was like to be the Patriots, to be Tom Brady. Like, that's the era that we're in now.
Oh, for sure. That's us.
Yeah.
You know, but hell, it's a lot better than being some of the rest of them. It's a lot better than being done already and sitting at the house pouting. But
racing was like that, right? Like, there are certain guys that would – I mean, we watched Gordon go through this. He was just that good. He was just always killing it and just too pretty, too easy, he came on too hot, and the world loved kicking Gordon in the balls.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's, you said it. You know, any sport, any generation, any era has that.
Yeah.
And you know, we're them now. I mean, going down to New Orleans, here's the cool thing is they move this thing around. I love the fact that the Super Bowl moves around and it's always in a cool city and a lot of fun. And like you said, the hardest part about the Super Bowl is trying to figure out the tickets. You get them locked in. That's one thing. All right. Well, now what am I going to do Friday night? What do we do Saturday night?
Right.
Like, getting in all that crap is the disaster. That is the nightmare.
You're going on your own. You're going with some friends. You're taking your girl.
She can't come. We're dancing now. My daughter's 8 years old. We're I've lost my wife and daughter to dancing. This is, you know, I grew up with brothers, all boys in our in the Boyer household. This dancing thing is, I mean, we are getting, you know, you walk in the door and your 8-year-old's putting makeup on and stuff.
Oh,
you're like,
no.
What in the hell is going on? I've lost all control. You just turn around and walk right back out the door. So they're fully engaged in that, trying to learn that world. And Cash and I are, we're out. We're going to the games, and we're going racing, and we're doing our thing.
Is he still racing? How's he doing?
He's racing a little. He's kind of backed off of that and has been, you know, just been playing sports and doing all the stuff with his school buddies, and which is totally fine with me. Trust me, I raced my whole life, and if we're not going to be 1,000% in it, you gotta get out of that deal. It's anything, you know, any sport really is full dedication these days. There's no multi-sport, think we're going to dabble in this, we'll dabble in that. No. It's full on, fully engaged. And, you know, you look over, you go to pull up to a racetrack, and, I mean, we're talking 10-year-olds already got full-time employees, maybe
yeah,
more than one.
Real. No, it's real. And
yeah.
When you were a kid and you were doing it, did you ever want to walk away? Do you ever felt like you got pushed? And I know you loved racing, and it's your life. But was there ever a time when you felt like it was so much and it was all you were doing that you wanted to walk away, or was it always great for you?
Well, hey, just like I said, when we were kids, you could play a lot of different things. You know, I played baseball. I played, I tried out for the football team my freshman year. I'll never forget it. We get there. I'm thinking, man, I'm going to get pads, my helmet, all this. This is going to be cool. And the coach told us to run to McDonald's about 5 miles away and get him a McMuffin and come back.
Right.
I was like, nah, that was enough for me. First day. Clint was out.
See, I would have thought, I figured you were racing every weekend. I figured it was just the only way you could get it done was that you had to do it every single weekend.
That's exactly what it was. And yeah, I mean, we grew up racing motorcycles. The only thing that was different with me, we grew up on two wheels and started with four wheels and went on from there. But, and you know, again, I think he'll figure it out. You don't want to pressure him into anything. You know, racing was a thing for me. If it's not for him, we'll cross that path and figure it out together.
Have you taken him for a long, like a street run yet? Like out, like a few days out on the glide?
I don't think we're in the clear yet. Let's just put it that way.
Gotcha.
Every night he's on an iRacing. This iRacing thing is the new thing, right? It's not a video game because there's real life people. You know, it's still under like Clint Boyer Racing as my login name that they gave me. So now my 10-year-old's on their wreck and you know, some adult in Australia, and he's supersonic pissed off. He's like, man, that guy, he had a lot of language for me. I'm like, well, son, that's real life. And you just wrecked a guy and he spent 2 hours getting qualified for this race and you junked him on the first corner. That doesn't necessarily work.
So if you're just joining the show, the great Clint Boyer's here. Now we're going to the Super Bowl. You'll be down in New Orleans. After that, after you recover, you got to go to Daytona. Now and we start the cycle all over again.
Buddy, it's hell too. So, yeah. All right, you roll through the Super Bowl. The last couple of years, I'd get home. You get home in just a pile of ashes Monday night sometime, right? Sometime Monday night. Tuesday, you load the bus, and Tuesday afternoon, you take off driving the bus because I don't have a bus driver anymore. So drive 8 hours down to Daytona in the bus to get parked and get yourself set up for the week. That being said, the last 2 years, the first rest area that I came to is where you saw Clint parked with the brakes pulled out and slides pushed out and in bed. That's where I slept for about 4 hours.
Dude, I understand. I've been there, man, and I love Daytona. And I know we've talked about it a bunch, but we had this conversation on the show the other day. 2007 Daytona with you was, for me, one of those great legend moments, like where I became such a super fan of yours because I was like, that son of a bitch crossed the start-finish upside down and on fire. And to me, I can't even tell you who won that race, but I can tell you I remember that feeling and watching that thinking, man, that is one crazy bastard right there.
I'm so glad that you said that because we hear it all the time. And the person that did win the race is my counterpart in the booth, Kevin Harvick, which was my teammate.
Right. That's right.
He still was like, I can't believe I won the Daytona 500. So you end up getting as much press as I do for flipping and finishing last.
Yeah.
He's like, just standard practice for me, but, yeah. You know, go back to the 500. Huge race for us. That's our Super Bowl. Hardest part for that race is it's the first race of the year. You know, imagine a world where the NFL had their Super Bowl right up front, right?
Right.
The preparation, over half the field this year is in a new role. In other words, there's a, you know, something new tied to that race car, whether it be a driver, a crew chief, switching manufacturers, switching organizations, something's different in over half the field going to battle at the 500. So trying to get all of that, you know, loose ends. I mean, literally, the guy maybe talking to you on the radio, you never heard his voice before. You know, that's going to be something that today's day and age, they don't have any practice. They don't have anything that leads up into the 500. You know, you go out and you basically qualify. You have your qualifying races that set the field on Thursday with the duels, and then it's go, cat, go for the Super Bowl. That's a challenge all on its own, and to be able to do that with a new team, new organization, whatever the case may be for some of these guys, is monumental.
Well, it really is anybody's year, and you never know. I used to be able to feel like I really did felt like I could pick a team and go, they're going to be great this year, this is going to be great this year. But anymore, I've been so surprised year after year. Some cars run great. Some guys have luck. Some guys have got a better team. Some guys are just, it's hitting them the right way. But it is, man, it's the new, brand new year, and it is anybody's race this year.
Well, that's what's crazy about the 500. You know, regardless of how much money you got, you know, how much horsepower you have, how many people behind you, manpower, or anything in between, the 500 is unique in the sense that you have to, you know, attrition is such a big part of the battle. You have to get to the end of 500 miles, beating and banging three wide, four wide, all the things that have come with the strategy side of it, and then to be able to master your way through that with minimizing mistakes, again, with a new team or new organization, whatever the case may be, to be able to overcome all those things and then get set up for that magical push off of turn four. I mean, it's just, there's only one guy that leaves that place happy, and everybody else is sad.
fact, man. All right, last one. Who are you watching the Super Bowl with? Where are you going to be? What room are you in this year?
Man, I told the best seats I've ever had was Gwen played the pregame somewhere, Gwen Stefani and my buddy Blake.
Right.
I had tickets for him that I thought I was flexing on him. Finally was able to give Blake Shelton something, right? I've got tickets at the 50-yard line. Fox gave them to me. A week prior, he calls and says, hey, buddy, you're still behind. I'm like, what now? You're coming. You already said you're coming. You committed, whatever. He said, well, I got sweet passes because Gwen's going to play something for the pregame, and we got sweet passes with Post Malone and Reba McEntire and all those guys, so why don't you just come with me? So yet again, got outdone by him. I don't have the suite this year, but I've got the good seats. And, you know, for the Super Bowl, there isn't a bad seat in the house. There really isn't.
Man.
It's kind of like Arrowhead. Dude. You know, the environment of the Chiefs Kingdom and being around all your fellow fans is what it's all about. Gosh, I remember the last time we played these guys. Philly fans are just, they're not ideal, right? They're not our kind of people.
No.
And it's,
no,
they're easy to not like. They talk a lot of trash,
which
sucks when they're ahead. And hopefully that won't be the case. Hopefully it'll be old Quint talking massive, massive amounts of trash.
All right, brother. Well, listen, we'll get down the other side, man. Good luck in Daytona. Good luck at the Super Bowl, man. We'll stay in touch, brother. I appreciate your time, man. Have a good day, man.
Bye, buddy. Go Chiefs.
See you, man.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.